It's Helping Hand, Fridays, HBR1 station statewide, part of our afternoon drive broadcast of All Things Considered, and then online at hawaiipublicradio.org. That is where all of our Helping Hand segments and resources are archived. And each week, Helping Hand tries to put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and those among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are learning about an organization making their first appearance on Helping Hand, and it would be a project called Grand Cares Hawaii. According to their websites, Grand Cares Hawaii is a project of UH Manoa and Colorado State University, essentially to support vulnerable grandparents who are raising grandchildren by themselves, providing access to community resources, information, dealing with their unique situation in life. And they've got two sites in Hawaii, one on Maui, one on Hawaii Island. And we're going to learn much more as we welcome our guest, Heather Greenwood Junkermeyer. And Heather is UH Manoa Extension Agent Faculty based in Maui County and joins us on the line now. Aloha, Heather. Welcome to HPR and Helping Hand.
Aloha. Thank you so much for having me.
You are quite welcome. And since this is likely a brand new concept to everybody who's tuned in, explain what Grand Cares is as sort of an overview of the project.
Okay. So Grand Cares focuses on providing resources and supports for grand families. And the term grand family includes grandparents and other relatives who are raising children. So it can be aunties and uncles. Sometimes we even have older siblings who come in and take care of their younger siblings. And sometimes it's the Hanai families who are raising children that are not their biological children. And we know that when parents aren't able to care for their children, the children do so much better academically and behaviorally, socially. Even they have fewer run-ins with the law when they're raised in a family situation as opposed to going to foster care. So the whole community really benefits when grandparents are supported and are able to continue raising those children. And so the program focuses on providing grandfamilies with supports that help them to manage and balance the many responsibilities and challenges that go with raising grandchildren. As part of the university, our programs are educational based, and there are three different phases of the program. The first phase that is currently in place is a six-week class for the grandparents that provides tools that help reduce stress, that help them to learn communication strategies that will allow them to advocate for themselves and for their grandchildren, to make decisions and to follow through on those decisions, to make goals that help them to take care of themselves. So that's the part that is currently in place. Right now, we're working on developing a class that is a parallel class for the grandchildren. So the grandchildren will be learning about stress management. Many of the grandkids have gone through some pretty stressful events when they left the home of their parents to live with their grandparents, and so stress levels are pretty high. We'll also be using mindfulness that is appropriate activities for the tweens, and they'll be learning communication skills. So the idea of having this parallel program, which is our phase two, is that the grandparents will go through their program. The grandchildren will also be going through the six-week class that is developmentally appropriate for them. And we're hoping that the synergy of both of them going through and learning similar things, they'll be able to work on those tools together and better enhance their own coping mechanisms. And then the third phase will be implemented in early 2018, and that is for service providers. And we have webinars that will be available between 20 and 30 minutes, and will acquaint some of the service providers with some of the challenges that grandparents are facing and some of the resources that are available to help the grandfamilies.
And so for folks who want to be a part of this, essentially it comes down to grandparents who are raising kids and then service providers who are dealing with these populations.
Yes.
Is that accurate?
Yes, it is.
And then the, so for grandparents, dialing in on that, of those two groups who could participate essentially in this, how would the grandparents go about being a part of it? And again, right now that they look to expand it, but right now it's on Hawaii Island, it's on the island of Maui. So explain how the grandparents would get involved, and then also any requirements they need to participate and any potential costs.
Okay. So there are no costs thanks to the grant that is funding the project. The grant is through USDA, the Children, Youth, and Families at Risk funding mechanism. There's no cost. So the way that they would get involved is they would contact us. They can either like our Facebook page, Grand Cares Hawaii, and learn about upcoming events, or they can send an email to us, grandcaresmaui@gmail.com is the best email, and that's regardless of your location. And then we hold regular classes and events outside of the six-week classes just to have the grandparents and grandkids meet and understand a little bit more about the program. One of the things that people can do if they're not a grandparent or if they're not a service provider is to help us get the word out. Many of the grandparents, they don't have legal custody of the grandkids, and so they're a little bit skeptical about coming out and joining programs. They're afraid that an agency will come in and take the kids away. And so they're very standoffish. We know that often it will take 7 to 10 exposures for grandparents to be willing to come to a class. And so for those who aren't grandparents, helping us get the word out, that would be liking our Facebook page, whether or not they're a grandparent, sharing the events that are posted on that. If they know grandparents, letting them know about the resources as soon as they see our Facebook posts, or if they go on the website or the blog, share that information with them. So that's the way that people can get involved if they're not grandparents or service providers.
And as for the service provider end, and any message to people out there, and particularly what service providers, and what's the message to them?
So there are a lot of different service providers. Anyone that comes into contact with the grandparents who are raising the grandchildren or the grandchildren themselves. So it can be preschool teachers, it can be school counselors, advisors, teachers. And the message is that the grandfamilies they have unique challenges, but they also have unique strengths. And understanding both the strengths and the challenges will better help them to meet the needs of the full grand family. We encourage the service providers to contact us for the dates of those 20 to 30 minute webinars.
And there is addressing that concern. So the grandparents who don't have legal custody, who are concerned about getting involved because somehow this will identify them as a potential target to have their children that they're taking care of removed from their custody. Is there any risk of that?
We are not. We are educational based, and so if there is abuse, we of course have to report that. But we are not a regulating agency. We're an education-based program.
I get it, but you point out something pretty important, and I'm sure it's not what you want to find when you're doing this, but what you're saying is if you discover that the grandparents are somehow abusing or neglecting the kids, then you are going to report it.
Yes, we will have to.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's for the safety of the grandchildren.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's twofold. That's another benefit. I mean, mm-hmm. sometimes that's... Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the nature of things. Sometimes you've got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
And children, that's why I have you on here, because when you're a minor kid, you're vulnerable and really bad things can happen. And you need people to step up to the plate and get involved.
There was actually a grandmother who said, you know, she came to one of our events after we had talked to her many, many times. And she said, you know, I didn't trust you guys. And so that's why it took me so long to get involved with the program. But now I know I can trust you, and that when I come here, my grandchildren will be around other people that have families that look like theirs. Many of the grandkids feel like, you know, my family looks different than my friends at school. and they that makes them feel different. But in the events and the classes that they come to, they realize, you know what, there are lots of different types of families, and the kids here are, they have similar looking families. They have grandma and grandpa or auntie and uncle who are taking care of them, and it's okay to be a little bit different from some of my friends. So that's another really important benefit that is hard to capture, but is a very important concept for the kids and the grandparents to feel a part of involvement.
It's very important, and it is hard to capture. And people who don't, there's what you're pointing out is when you look at, let's say, a school or something, a lot of kids, you get the impression that there's a normal, and then people who don't fit into that are somehow different. And that's a very easy thing for anyone to get, because it seems like there are standards, whether the media, a lot of things try to paint a picture of what things should be. And the truth is that we're all very, very, very different, and all of our stories are very different. And accepting those differences and sort of looking past them is really critical, rather than focusing on them and making people feel like they're not part of something. And so I totally understand that. I think that's a great thing to have, because when you show up at something like that, you're going to realize, yeah, there are other people going through this, and there's nothing, you know, my parent, you know, I'm in an unusual situation. And the other thing you pointed out is a lot of these people end up in this situation because something bad happened. I mean, it's not like their grandparents are just suddenly looking out after the kids because everything was rosy. They're there because something dramatic, maybe violent and abusive or neglectful occurred. And so it's very serious stuff. And those children do need additional support. And I can see how that those gatherings would do that for them.
Some of the grandchildren, because they've gone through some pretty traumatic experiences, if they see that their grandparents are stressed, they worry that something will happen to their grandparents. And they'll say, well, if something happens to my grandparents, what's going to happen to me? And so that's one reason that we focus so much in the program on managing stress and being able to talk about and identify stress, because once that stress can be described, then we can better deal with it. And it's not just the stress that we see the grandparents going through, but kids deal with a lot of stress, but they often don't have the words to describe the stress they're experiencing.
Right, and the stuff can have super detrimental impact. That's like that invisible thing. You don't see it, but stress has all of these health problems that it can cause all of us. It's not just kids. I mean, it could be an adult going through relentless troubles. It will wear you down. You guys, you pointed out, we talked about how people can get involved who could use a service. And you also talked about the real wise thing is sharing it with other people, meaning like, you know, some grandparents looking after kids. Maybe you let them know about this because it's a free course that could help them. Any other volunteer helping out contribution things, meaning if folks out there want to make a donation to support the program, if folks are like, I don't have grandkids, you know, I'm not in that situation, but is there a way I could help or contribute, volunteer here at any office? If there's any openings like that, please let me know.
Yes, there are opportunities. We have some outreach events. Sometimes we'll hold grandparent or grandfamily game nights that allow the families to get together. We're always looking for volunteers who would be interested in helping out with that. They would need to go through a background check and everything, of course, anytime you're dealing with minors or any type of vulnerable population. But they can get involved with that. Another thing that people can do is we're always looking for space to hold our classes. So if you are involved with a church or if you're involved with some community organization that has a public space that we can utilize for free for these classes, that would be another fantastic thing. We are really trying to minimize any costs. The grant is a wonderful source of funds, but we want to minimize some of those expenses so that we can maximize the resources that we're providing to the grandparents and the grandchildren. So space, volunteer, anything that you have questions about, you can either go on Facebook and contact us that way, or send the email to grandcaresmaui@gmail.com.
And again, the grant, it's federal money.
It is. Yes, it is.
Well, it's good. It's good to earmark when something positive like that coming down the pipe.
We're very excited. One of the things that's really unique about this grant is that many grants only last for 1 or 2 years, and this is a grant that is in total 5 years.
Right.
We just started our third year, so we still have third, fourth, and fifth year. But especially with groups like grandparents who are a little bit skeptical, they need time to know that we're here. We're not going to come in and leave the next minute, and that they have time to feel comfortable with us. When the grant does end in about 2.5 to 3 years, we've actually been talking about sustainability from day one of the grant, and so we will have in place strategies that the project will be sustainable even after the grant ends. So it's not something that's here and gone, here today, gone tomorrow.
I get you, but some good things, they don't last forever. You got to take advantage of them when they're here.
Yeah.
In fact, neither you or I are going to be lasting forever.
Right, so. Right. Yes.
Everything has a limit on it. Well, here's how to get in touch with this organization and take advantage of these opportunities, or to share it with people who you know in your life could, or to support them. Online, facebook.com/GrandCaresHawaii. You can go to grandcares.blogspot.com, or you can go to grandcares.colostate.edu, and that's colostate.edu, as in Colorado State. You can email them, grandcaresmaui@gmail.com. You can give them a buzz and talk to Heather yourself, 808-244-3242, extension 226, and that is in Maui County. And you can get all the contact information and the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our other previous Helping Hand guests at hawaiipublicradio.org. We've been privileged today to be talking with Heather Greenwood-Junkermeyer, UH Manoa Extension Agent faculty based in Maui County. One final question, Heather. What got you, like, what makes you care? Do you have kids? Were you great raised by grandparents? I mean, not to get too personal, but is there a reason that you're so passionate about this?
Actually came to this position in a unique way. My undergraduate was focused on the old home economics. We call it family and consumer science now. And I focused on early childhood education. And then several years later, I found myself interested in the later phase of life, and I got my graduate degree in gerontology. And so this project really was a marriage of both my undergraduate and my graduate degrees. And I wasn't raised by grandparents. However, we lived across the country from my grandparents, so we spent about 1 to 2 months with my grandparents every summer, and it was the most delightful time, and I have wonderful memories. But the thing that really got me interested in grandparents raising grandchildren is seeing the difference that the stability of grandparents can provide to the grandchildren, and keeping the family connected. And so I love this audience. They're great to work with. They're appreciative, and they come from incredibly unique, diverse backgrounds, and it really makes my life much richer being with them.
Nice answer. Well, I appreciate what you're doing. I think it's interesting stuff, and certainly it sounds like invaluable resources for folks who could use a helping hand in doing what they're up to. So hats off to you. Much success. Stay in touch. And really do appreciate your time today, Heather.
Excellent. Thank you so much.